In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Closer.
Now are we good?
Closer. He's getting closer.
Okay. Now I'm getting whipped by the tail while you get just sniffs. Blaze, hi. Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the positive things we see on the internet that sometimes have to do with the internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and my co-host is...
Gwen Ballinger.
My mom. Dog of the day is Blaze, who is frantically smelling my mother because maybe she just pet my new cat.
I did.
I accidentally rescued a cat. So...
Accidents
happen.
Accidentally?
Okay, so I was going to foster her.
Yes.
And then I accidentally fell in love with her. She makes biscuits on me.
She's so cute.
She makes the biscuits. How can you say no to someone who's like, I'm going to make you biscuits? The little miss... She is amazing. We've called her Stevie. So for the story we got, like, we got partial stories and just kind of had to fill in the blanks. Some dude rescued her because she was, quote unquote, abandoned. So she wasn't a stray. Okay, my mic just keeps falling. Stop falling and straighten yourself out. Okay, so she clearly was not a stray. She's very clean. She is fixed and spayed.
Very healthy looking.
Very healthy looking and very, very loving. Doesn't really, and we've been told she's an indoor cat. So this cat was abandoned. What we know is this dude rescued her, couldn't have cats at his apartment, so he asked his girlfriend if she could house the cat for now, and she already had a puppy and a cat, and she was like, sure. The puppy was apparently terrorizing the cat. The cat didn't like the new cat, so that it was not harmony in the household. She kept calling her boyfriend, and then he ghosted her, and apparently once she finally got a hold of him, he was out of town with another girl and said bye and left her with the cat. So she was like, well, I can't keep this cat. My animals don't get along with it. I'm living my own life and now heartbroken. So she posted on her social medias, I have a week to get rid of this cat or else I'm going to put her in the shelter. She's amazing. Please someone grab her. Of course, it finally made its way into a group chat with my group of friends, and Abby's in it. And I was just like, you want to mess around and get a cat? And she's like, sure. And I was like, we're just fostering. Everyone relax. We're just going to foster. And everyone was like, sure, Rachel. And then our friend Cedar and Alana picked her up, brought her over. And she is the most loving cat I've ever met in my entire life.
It's a sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart. She just lays under the bed. And then when you come in the room, we have her confined into the guest room for now until the dogs get comfortable with her and she gets comfortable with us and everything. But you come to the room, you sit on the bed. Within like 10 seconds, she meows. And then hops up and cuddles and wants pets. And she lets us touch her belly, her paws, her ears, everything. And she has never swat at us or run away or hissed at us. She hissed at the dogs because they're dogs. And she's just like, hey, space for now. And they're like, okay, whatever you say. But yeah, I accidentally rescued her. I was like, I can't not keep her now. As long as the house stays calm.
Yeah.
As long as the house stays calm. But we'd have no problem rehoming her.
No, you wouldn't. But I don't think you're going to rehome her.
No.
She's just a love.
Yeah.
Fun and, little addition.
And Abby, like, right when we're like, okay, we're getting this cat, apparently, Abby's like, if she doesn't have a permanent name, we're naming her Stevie. I said, okay. sure, whatever you say. She was, usually everything in our household is like, hey, what do you think about this? I've been bouncing around this idea when it comes to naming, you know, anything or doing anything. It's like a very group effort in our household. Like, hey, what are your opinions? And this is one of the very few times Abby was like, hey, this is what we're doing. I just said, okay, if you're that strong in it and that confident, it doesn't negatively affect me, let's go for it. So, and then when we got her, she has a little nick on her ear and the tip of her tail is bent. Aww. The very, very tip is just bent a little bit. But so we call her Stevie Nick. And Abby laughs at me every time I use her full name. She's like, you don't have to use her full name. I'm like, no, I do. I have to. So anyway, I really didn't think we'd have a cat anytime soon. And we did it. Abby's been asking for a Scottish Fold for quite some time. That's the cat Taylor Swift has. Mm-hmm. She has a bunch of them. But they're really expensive. And I was like, okay, if we come upon a Scottish Fold for free, we can have it. Thinking, you know, like, that's not going to happen. Well, she's a dilute calico tortoise shell long-haired
cute
something cute cat.
Just cute.
Anyway, that's my life update. You got any life updates?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
What's your life update?
Well, I had Dad move bricks again.
Again?
Well, I had a patio over by the treehouse, and then I moved those bricks over to make a patio so we could have bonfires. We never have bonfires anymore, so we moved the bricks back over to the treehouse.
A lot of brick moving.
That's our update.
It's a brick house. I don't know any more words to that song.
Me either.
All right. And then do you have anything for therapy hour? Oh.
Therapy.
Blaze just had to shake.
My therapy is chocolate ice cream. Sent Dad to the store. And what did he bring back? Ben and Jerry's chocolate therapy ice cream. That's what it was called. It was very good.
What's therapy about it? Is it just extra chocolate?
Just extra chocolate for those moments when you need more.
Wow. Good move on his part.
Yeah.
Blaze almost drank out of his bowl, but it wasn't fresh from today.
Oh.
It's a day old. He will not drink water that's a day old.
Rude, Rachel.
How dare I? All right. Oh my goodness. I have a bunch of group chats, and it's like things are talking, and all of a sudden everyone goes silent for like an hour, and then one person responds to everything, and you have like 17 text messages. That's happening to me right now. Since when are you a butt with filming podcasts? This is the third podcast in a row that Blaze has given me a hard time.
Well, look at that face. Can they see his face?
No, they can't see his face.
He's resting it on the arm of the couch like, mommy.
I know. All right. Did you see any top trends on the internet this week, Mom?
Just on my TikTok.
Whoa. Do you have holidays?
I do have holidays. You skipped right past
it. I did.
That.
I skipped past it. It's because it's not on my outline. It's on your outline. Oh, my God. Take it back a step. I apologize for my idiocy.
I just have a few. I thought I can adjust.
No, you don't need to adjust, Mom. You don't need to adjust. You just give me the holidays, please.
Okay.
Golly.
International Crab Fest Day. Do you like a good crab?
I love a good crab.
There you go.
When is that?
14th. Which is tomorrow.
Which is Thursday. Which is their today for them.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a boiling crab?
No.
Boiling crab or like the seafood boils?
No.
Do you like a crab?
I can do crab.
And do you like potato?
Oh, I love potato.
Corn on the cob?
I love corn on the cob.
It's shrimp?
Not a big fan, but I can eat it.
You're not a fan of shrimp?
I the tail freaks me out. I'm just saying. Cut the tail
what if
off
the tail isn't there?
Then I'll eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to do a seafood boil because it's.
Let's do it.
You would hate a crawfish.
From the south.
Well, yes, it's from the south, but it's like a lot of time they use crawfish meat as lobster meat because it tastes the same. But they're basically like mini lobsters, and you have to they come whole, and you have to rip off the tail and suck out the head and everything.
No, not for you.
Okay.
When we said the style, I'm like, ooh, beignets. Did I say it? Beignets? What are those
beignets?
Called? Yeah, let's have some of those.
Okay.
I
so you want to go to New Orleans?
Crab Fest. Crab Fest?
God.
I do beignets over Crab Fest.
Okay. Well, I'm just talking about.
You make the Crab Fest. I'll make the beignets.
I'm going to make a seafood boil.
Okay.
Which is a Crab Fest as well.
Okay.
I want a seafood boil. That sounds so good.
Do you just boil everything? Is that the story?
The seafood boiled is you usually like well, where I go, you they make everything and put it in a bag and fill it full of seasonings and butter and stuff. So you put your potato, like a boiled potato. They boil everything. Corn, potato. You can get other things in there, but those are the two things I get. And then you choose your seafood. You want crab legs? Do you want crawfish, shrimp? There's other things, but I don't care. And then you stick all your order, they stick in a bag, and then you choose what kind of seasonings you want in it. And they fill it full of butter and seasonings and shake it around. And then they give it to you in a massive bag and you pour it out onto the table. So everyone has their own bag. Or, you know, there's many different ways to do this, but how we do it is everyone has their own bag, and then the table has a paper tablecloth on it, and everyone pours out their food.
It's all cooked.
All cooked.
Okay.
All boiled.
Got it.
Seafood boil.
Got it.
So everything's boiled.
Okay.
And you all get it in your bags, and you lay it out on the table, and then everyone, all your food is just everywhere on the table, and everyone just eats with their hands, and you get super messy, and you grab other people's food. It's a lot of fun.
Let's do it.
It's delicious. But there's two places. There's the Boiling Crab, and then there's two local places around here that we absolutely love. We have no idea how they stay in business. No one is ever there when we go in. But we're not mad about it. It's delicious. Okay. So I'm doing that tomorrow, apparently.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun.
It's expensive, but it's good.
Okay. The 15th is Rosh Hashanah. That's the Jewish New Year.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
The 16th, you'll never guess what day that is. National 16th.
Dog Day.
Play-Doh Day.
I did not guess that.
I was not expecting that.
I was not expecting that. I was nowhere near Play-Doh.
No, Play-Doh. Did you like Play-Doh?
I loved Play-Doh.
It's fun.
But I always got sad when it hardened, and then it always got stuck under my fingernails.
Yeah, I like the thing where you put the stuff in, and then you go,
and it makes the noodles.
It's so fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
The 17th, National Women's Friendship Day.
I love that. I love a female friendship.
Yes.
Empower people.
Empower. The 19th is the last one I have. National Dance Day.
I love a good dance.
Dance like no one's looking. Isn't that the saying?
Yeah. Dance like no one's looking.
I love that.
And that is something I've truly had to learn because I didn't dance much ever. I would just do like silly little dances on stage or for TikTok until I met my girlfriend, and then she goes out dancing.
Yes.
That girl loves to dance.
Because you were dancing with me the other day. Where were we dancing? And I said, you know how to dance?
Yeah,
where
it was on your birthday. And I danced you around.
That was a great present.
Yeah.
You danced me.
Yeah, I danced you. But yeah, Abby loves to dance. And so I would start going out with her. And of course, if you have a couple of drinks in you, it's easy peasy to dance. You don't care.
Iced tea.
No.
That's all I have.
It's more of the alcoholic beverage type that makes you forget that people are looking. And so you're just vibing. You're going, you're flowing. And then, you know, we go out a lot. I can't drink every time we go out.
Right.
My body would fall apart. So I started going out sober as well. And I'd be like, I'm not having as much fun. And I'm like, oh, I really just have to act like no one's looking. And then I go, everyone here is drunk.
Nobody cares.
No one cares. And so I have learned to dance like no one is looking. And it is the most fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
It's freeing.
It's freeing. Kind of empowering.
Yeah. And then when I'm sober, I love it because I can watch what other people are doing and pick up their dance moves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that one looks cool. And I'm like by myself figuring out how to do it on the dance floor, sober.
Fun.
Yeah. So dance like no one is watching.
Yeah.
Is a phenomenal way to live.
It is.
Yeah. Also, just dance. Gonna be okay. Just dance. You're welcome. Lady Gaga. You can take some notes for me. All right. Is that all the holidays?
That's all I had for this time.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved it. Let's take a moment and check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right, trends.
Just on mine, I keep seeing this one for Brenda's Biscuits. And okay.
Brenda's Biscuits. This sounds delicious. And I want a bite.
I'm going to make them. And I bought the ingredients. And all the ingredients are is flour.
Yeah.
She puts a whole bag of self-rising flour. Where's the camera? Self-rising flour.
It's in the middle where it always is.
Siri's
yelling at you.
And two egg-sized glops of Crisco oil.
Sounds healthy.
up butter, whatever you want to use.
Yeah, Crisco.
She does Crisco. And then you pour buttermilk in till it gets to that high, she said. And then you just mix it with your hands. And then she puts it on this floured thing and she pats it and she turns it over. She doesn't knead it, but she pats it over and pats it over.
Mm-hmm.
Folds it. And then she pats it out. And then she takes her little cookie cutter and does this and puts them in a pan at 500 for like 10 minutes.
500?
My oven does not go that high. So
mine only goes to 450, I think.
450. So you'd have to cook them a little longer. And she's the sweetest lady. She's an older lady. And she's just like, don't be afraid to make these. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
Don't be afraid to do something that's not going to cause harm if you mess up.
It's your own kitchen. Although I do not want to use a whole bag of flour because you waste a whole bunch.
That is a lot.
But she makes a nest. She does. She reminds me of my grandma when she used to make biscuits.
Well, a nest in there. Maybe you can plan to make them and give them out to people.
I'll just make a half a dose, a half a batch.
Yeah, you only need one glob of Crisco.
Yeah. Yeah, and she puts them in a cast iron skillet.
Okay.
So I'm just going to do halfsies.
I'll take a lactate and try it because I want to try it. All right.
What would you need the lactate for?
The buttermilk. Yeah. I'm down. I love to try things that I will not go back to meat.
Right.
And my day-to-day is dairy-free. But I never want to not try something if it's just dairy in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I want to try it, you know. The food's already made.
It's already made.
So
and it just kept coming up. Every day it kept coming up. But I'm like, okay
this you need
is,
to make Brenda's to make. Biscuits.
So I got the stuff.
So make them and then let us know next week.
I will make them tomorrow.
I might have to come over at some point this weekend and taste one.
Well, then I'll make them fresh for the day you're there. You don't have day-old biscuits. You need to have them fresh.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Maybe Saturday I'll come up.
Okay.
I need to. I haven't been up in a while. All right. My top trend I'm seeing... This isn't a TikTok trend.
Okay.
It's not an Instagram trend. It's a trend that is suspected to happen. And it's see-through electronics. You know how electronics used to be like see-through, like the Game Boys?
Oh, yes.
Who you'd think like invisible?
Yeah. It's okay. I got excited. Go ahead.
No. So like, you know how it's like the clear plastic?
Yeah.
Apparently it's being predicted that that's going to make a comeback because it's cool.
It is cool. Don't you remember? We used to have a phone.
Yeah, Christopher had one of those, a corded phone that was see-through. And then our Game Boys and just a bunch of stuff. That was a thing. IMAX used to be see-through. And it's cool.
It's very
cool. It's cool. Because then everything's like sleek and modern. Everyone's like, boring. Bring back the 90s.
And you can see the guts. You can see the inner workings.
And I think it would get more kids into electronics.
I think so, too.
Because I'm like, how is that doing that?
Or would it make them tear them apart more?
And then they break them, and then people would have to buy more. It's a genius. It's a genius move. So, yeah. All right. Did you learn anything on the internet this week?
I learned how to clean my rings.
How?
You mix Windex with a little drop of Dawn and hot water, and you soak it. Then you take like a baby brush, a really soft brush,
mm-hmm.
and you just see.
Look Did it clean. Work?
Yeah.
Super clean. I'm blinded.
See? Clean.
I'm blinded by the diamonds.
Don't use it on silver, though. This is white gold. But if you use it on silver, it won't do good.
I don't know.
Gold or white gold.
I don't know what is silver and what is white gold.
I thought I had that close enough.
You bring the mic close.
I took a drink. That's probably why.
Oh, okay. And then you just do this. And then you're back here.
Claustrophobic, man. I'm sorry.
I was thinking maybe I could... Move it so the mic is coming from this direction and coming at you like that.
Oh, then maybe it wouldn't feel so.
Yeah,
maybe.
So the bar isn't closing you off?
Could be.
Sorry, Blaze is here for the cuddles. He says, if I can't run around and whine about my bone.
It's okay. You can cuddle me.
I'm going to get grandma cuddles. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. That's great, though.
Yeah.
Did you learn how to do anything else?
No.
That's fine. I did.
Tell me.
I
know what you did.
What did I do?
You changed an air filter.
I did learn how to change my air filter twice. Yeah. Two air filters. So Abby had complained that the Tesla in the truck, when you turn them on, it smells. The AC smells. I've looked up how to do the Tesla one, and you actually have to take apart your Tesla. And everyone online is like, it's the worst. You'll break the plastic. Get it professionally done. Like, it's trash. Tesla made this the worst design known to man. You know, like in the car, like where your feet go in the passenger side, there's like, it's usually like the carpet wall, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to take that all out.
Wow.
And then you have to like unhook stuff, unscrew. It's terrible. So everyone was like, just go get it professionally done. Like when you go change your tires or whatever. But the truck, I was like, okay. So I typed in Ford F-150 2016 air filter. And the thing on my Amazon came up with a video to how to change it. I was like, okay, cool. So I did a TikTok and it gave me the one for the engine filter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay,
great.
Cool. Did that. I posted it. I filmed a TikTok of it and everyone was like, Rachel, you need to change your cabin air filter. That one's for the engine. The one inside your truck is for the AC air. And I was like, how was I supposed to? I went on the internets and I said air filter for my type of car. And everyone was like, you're an idiot. And I said,
no, you're not.
I was like, yeah. Okay, no, maybe.
How would you?
I was just uninformed.
Exactly.
I was just uninformed.
We didn't know that until I smelled Dad's fan. It was stinky and allergies were bad. And
yeah.
I said, you need to change your air filter. So we went to the mechanic. They changed the air filter. He didn't say what.
Which
part.
One? Yeah.
So they, and it was the same. And then they had to change the cabin one. But we didn't know either.
No.
You don't know until you have to know.
You don't know until you have to know or until someone yells at you. Well, and so I wasn't mad. I was like, you know what? I love this because it's an opportunity to make another TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to learn.
And to learn. So then I bought all the stuff for it. It's just a singular filter. And I watched a YouTube video twice. I had to watch it twice. I had to watch two because I have a Ford F-150 2016. And then there's different types of Ford F-150s in that. There's like Sport, Lariat, Elite, Luxury, whatever. I have a Lariat, which means that there's an extra piece that you have to take off.
Oh, and surprise.
Woo. So, but I figured out how to do that.
And you learned.
And I got to post about it and hopefully it encouraged other people. It's not hard.
Because other people could have watched that and go, oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Easy, easy peasy. All right. What else did I learn though? I saw a dude that said, I don't know if this is good for your iron or your clothes or if it will actually work.
Oh, but iron.
Okay. Ironing.
I thought you meant your body needs iron intake.
No, not your iron levels. You're ironing pressing. Your clothes, ironing. Pressing. So he says that before he irons his clothes, you know how you're supposed to fill it full of water? He sprays a little cologne in the water, like two spritzes.
No.
And then when he irons his clothes smell like his cologne, but just a little bit. You know, you don't want to overdo it.
Just a mild tad. Little.
Like, oh, fresh smelling.
Smell. Yeah.
Genius. Because, you know, like, well, you might not know, but my suits, I don't get dry cleaned after every time I wear them.
Right.
But, you know, you want them to, I'm not, you know, getting dirty in them, but I want them to smell good again.
Yeah.
This could be a great way to do that.
You iron your suits?
I iron my suits.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to throw them in the washer.
No.
You're supposed to take them to dry cleaners. But you don't want to do that every single time.
I wonder if you do one of those.
Oh, a steamer.
That's what I was thinking of.
Ooh, a steamer.
What if you put a little tiny drop
just
in your
itty
steamer?
Itty bitty little like.
But then everyone, if they came over to say, can I use your steamer real fast? Then they're going to smell like
guess
it.
What? My Chanel Chance smells pretty good. So you're welcome.
You're welcome. Then they'll wear it and go, oh, I feel like I'm around Rachel.
Yeah.
Bonus.
So, yeah. This is a thing I learned that doesn't matter. You don't need to know this information. It will not help you anywhere in life. But if you stick a sparkler through an egg.
I saw that.
Yeah. And then you light one side.
But you know what? I said, it's going to go out. Is it going to, it's going to go out? Because that was the question.
Yeah. Will it go out?
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. Yes. That was my mindset.
It didn't go out.
It didn't go out. I sat there and I went.
I thought the egg was going to explode.
No. I just thought it would go out because. Eggs are liquid inside.
Yeah.
So I thought for sure it's going to put
that
sparkler
out. Well, it was like cooking it as it went through.
I want to try this.
I wanted them to open up the egg after.
Let's get a sparkler. I got the eggs.
Okay.
You get a sparkler.
We can do this.
We'll do a safe environment.
Safe. With
where no trees.
With
a fire extinguisher.
That's the one.
I have one.
I have one too.
Let's do this. Let's do it, Rachel.
Let's do it.
I seriously want to do
it. We'll do
this.
It next week. I'll get sparklers. Wait, can I buy sparklers online? Is that a thing? Is that illegal?
I don't know if it's even legal.
Sparklers.
Maybe you can in your town.
In my town? Okay.
My town, I cannot.
Well, oh, no, I can.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, there's oh, those stupid plastic ones. No,
no,
no. I want the real thing that smells so good.
They okay. scare me.
They scare you?
I always think those little fire things are going to get me.
Oh, well, they don't hurt if they get you.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I usually drop them.
12-inch? You drop them?
It's like, ah! Because they're getting too close to my hand.
12-inch wedding send-off tag accessories. Paper tags, not included. So yeah, these just normal sparklers, right?
Let's do it.
Okay. They said they'll be here between the 19th and the 25th.
Okay. Next week.
Add to cart. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do all that later. All right.
And then we have two different size eggs. I have a little Bantam egg.
Bantam.
The Bantam. Tiny.
Oh, okay.
And then we have our larger eggs. So we'll try it on both.
I'm excited. What are we, scientists? I love this.
This all is right. great.
Scientists. We're getting to the nitty gritty of how the world works. Why doesn't it go out? I think it's because it's cooking the egg as it goes through.
Or they tricked us and didn't really.
Maybe it was an empty egg.
Maybe they had a hole in the table where there was another sparkler underneath that made it look we're like
gonna
it test was it. Coming out.
We're going to freaking test it. You can't trick
us. I doubt
us.
Most things anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm suspicious of everything.
As you should be in this world. Can't believe anything you see.
Nope.
All right. Do you have any updates? Any new updates?
Did I have updates?
Yeah.
It's blank.
All right. That's fine. I saw that Hulu is increasing their no ads subscription to $17.99 a month starting October 12th. So just go back to cable. And then I also saw that Apple is releasing a bunch of stuff soon. So
they already did yesterday.
They did it yesterday. So
there's the update.
There's the update.
A watch, a phone, and some other thing. Some other thing.
AirPods?
I just can't afford any of it.
Well, so RIP to all the old Apple products. They're all going to crash now.
And they changed the plug-in thing.
Again?
Because they lost a lawsuit in... I'm going to butcher this news story.
It's okay. We're not fact-checking.
England?
Sure.
Anywhere.
Europe.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They have to have a certain kind of port thing. So now that's what they're doing. Something. So now you got to switch back...
To the USB, like the normal USB?
Something like that, yeah.
Stop.
But it has more power in it.
Wait, let me look at a picture.
But they're charging you for this plug that you have to have for your phone. It should come
new
free.
New Apple chargers.
It's different. There you go.
Oh, it's not the little flat piece.
No, and you can plug it into your computer. You can do...
It's a USB-C.
That's it.
USB-C.
I don't know what any of that means, but that's what it was.
Okay. So I think, hold on.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to look. So instead of the flat piece, it's a double USB-C, which is used in a lot of electronics, not just Apple.
Yes.
So it's not an Apple specific charger anymore.
No.
Because for years it was your charger could only work on Apple products.
Yes.
But okay, oh, this is a big thing.
So it's a
Mom,
big thing.
Up to date with all of the news stories. I love it.
But the guy said, don't worry, because you probably have a lot of these cords around your
you
house.
You do, there's one right there. I see
okay.
one.
Okay. Yeah. I throw cords away all the time going, I don't oh. know what this is for.
Are you a psychopath?
I know. I had to buy some cords to make a front end loader and an excavator work because I had the batteries that go in it, but then you have to plug that into something
else. I think you're talking about a toy.
Yeah, it's a toy.
Okay. Your front end loader and your excavator needed cords.
For 2 years, I didn't have cords. So I've figured out.
I'm sorry. I need to go back. You throw cords away? You don't keep them all in a drawer?
Well, no. No, they usually stay where I use that product.
But if you have like a random cord floating around, you just throw it away.
If I don't know what it's to, I did that to the fly swatter. And so I had to buy another one.
I have never met a person who just throws cords away.
I need to tag them with a little name on it. This is for...
And then, or you just put them in a drawer, and then when you need a cord, you have cords.
But then you have to go through all the cords. They should all be tagged.
So, oh, you're right. It's better to just order new cords whenever you need one.
Yeah. No, it's better to tag them, but I haven't figured out a tag system that I like.
So your other option is to just throw everything away.
If I haven't used it for 2 years, what's the point of keeping it? Like, I'm not going to use it.
In
I don't know what it's for.
You just said you had to buy cords.
I know.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do with you anymore.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Okay.
Now I'm going to look at a cord and go, Rachel's going to yell at me.
Yeah.
I better just keep put this in a Rachel cord box.
Sure. You can name it my box if that makes you sleep at night. It's better that than the trash can.
It'll make you sleep at night.
I just have never met someone who just goes, well, I don't know what this is to, and chucks it.
I ask anyone else in the household, is this belong to you? No. Do you know what this is to? No. Okay.
But the fact that then you go and purchase new cords, do you tag those ones?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
But they're, yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Oh, no, yes, I did. I put them in a little plastic bag, and I wrote on it with an indelible marker, front end loader, excavator. Yes, I did. I don't know where I put the bag.
You know you can use different plugs for different things, right?
Not these. No. These were very specific. They had these little tiny things that hooked into another little tiny thing that hooked into the thing that you hook in the wall. It's true, I promise. If I show it to you, Rachel, you'll be like, oh, I get it, Mom.
And you had previously thrown that away and had to get new ones?
Apparently, in one of my cleanouts, you know how you have a dung out day and you just dung out everything.
Dung out?
Clean out, dung out, toss it.
Isn't dung poop? I'm very fascinated by you at the moment.
Oh, Rachel, you're cute.
Don't owe me like I'm the idiot. You're not an idiot by any means.
Oh, my gosh.
But your tone was just, oh, bless her heart. Oh, I think we should move on. But okay. I mean, I love this. Okay, great though. So they're changing to USB-C. That's amazing. I think that's phenomenal.
But if you're like me and you go, oh, I don't think I have any of those cords.
You do.
I have to pay the $29 to buy a new cord.
You have
But I'm not getting a new phone, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, I won't worry.
I'm not
I won't
worrying.
Worry. We'll eventually get you a new one when that one craps out. But, oh my God. All right. Well.
Oh,
that were the new updates. I think we should check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Yes.
Sponsor. And we're back. Oh, why aren't these staying? I will tighten my mics and within like 10 minutes, they're loose again. I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, let's move on to the next segment, which is things on the internet that made me smile. Mom, what do you got?
Oh, it's not on the internet.
Things that make me smile.
I put lights in my backyard. So now when I look at it at night, it's not dark. And I just stand there and smile going, this is so pretty. And I should have done this years ago. We lived in that house 40 years.
Oh my God, that is a long time. What solar lights?
Solar lights.
Okay, neat. But are they twinkle? Did you just put up like a pole?
No, they look like tiny light bulbs, little tiny light bulbs, and they just are hanging all the way around the perimeter of the yard.
Neat.
That's what I said.
That's pretty nifty.
And it made me smile.
I'm so glad.
I bought them on the internet.
There we go.
Okay.
It always comes back. Always comes back.
Always comes back. What did you see on the internet that made you smile?
One thing starts off sad and then gets happy. And then the other... So what made me smile was JoJo standing up for a young creator. So we've talked about the LeBrant family on this channel. They have a daughter, Everly.
Yes.
And she posted a music video, our new song, and it's a little kid singing. It's a little kid song. Okay, whatever. And people were trashing her. And that's not cool in the slightest. She's a kid. She is a kid. You don't trash the kid.
No.
Never trash the kid.
Never.
And also, they weren't doing anything bad, so shut up. Just let people have fun. But some people were saying that songs are inappropriate or whatever. You're all reading into that too much. People were trying to find a reason to actually hate this. If you don't vibe with the song, you don't vibe with the song.
Don't listen to
it. Leave the kid alone. And JoJo defended her, which I'm really glad she did because she has the power to do that. She knew Everly. She's known Everly for a while. But JoJo basically said, you know, like, hey, as the 20-year-old who once was the 8-year-old or 13-year-old, I don't remember what she said, like, stop it. You're not, you're bullying a child. And like, JoJo's been through that. She put out Boomerang when she was like 13 or 12 or something. And people bullied her. And shut up.
Yep.
Shut up. And so I was really proud of JoJo for making a statement because, you know, it's hard. She's obviously going to get backlash for it, because if you make a statement about anything, you're going to get backlash. So she didn't need to, you know, there's a lot of controversy around that family, but she was sticking up for Everly, which is just a child.
Right.
And I appreciated that. So that made me smile, because don't bully children.
Right.
Don't bully children. And then the next thing I saw was, oh God, there's this girl. I think she is so freaking funny. Her name is Avame. I don't know. There's a inflection on the E, and so I don't know how to say it. I was never taught how to do the little line above the E. I don't know how to. How am I supposed to pronounce that? I don't know. You're the one that taught me how to read. So
did I though?
No.
Okay, keep going.
Her TikTok is her stitching. I don't know if you've seen this. I didn't see these videos until I saw her stitch them, where it's people will fill up bottles or balloons full of paint or colored water and then just launch them off of stuff. Like they'll just roll bottles of paint, like glass bottles of paint downstairs.
I haven't seen these.
They just like hit and then they'll break. And then sometimes it sounds really cool. Sometimes it looks cool, but she watches them and just critiques them all and gets mad when they use plastic bottles instead. And it's like, there's no rhyme or reason. They just start launching stuff off. And, you know, sometimes you think there's a theme to it. And then all of a sudden they're like, launch something completely random. You're like, what are you doing? Then she'll say that. I get so much enjoyment. They're like,
I need to find her.
A few minute long videos. And I'm like, yeah, this is hilarious. Cause she's just sitting there and she has all the same thoughts we have. It's like, what's good and what's not. So she makes me laugh. I love watching hers. It's like you get like the ASMR of their video and like the cool aesthetic of their video with her humor.
With her humor.
So definitely has made me smile and laugh, and I don't skip it. I actually saw one of the videos without her stitching it, and I was like, this is boring. I'm going to skip past this until she's stitching it, and then I'll watch it. So yeah, that's it. All right.
There you go.
Anything else make you smile this week? Doesn't have to be internet related.
Oh.
My cat. Yeah, I know.
Your cat. My lights.
Simple things in
simple
life, guys.
Simple things in life.
Simple, simple things.
Simple
all right.
things.
Oh, I'm supposed to go to horror nights this weekend. That is not going to make me smile.
Horror?
Horror. Like Universal City's horror nights?
Oh, no, I don't do those things. They scare me.
Yeah, I was forced to see a scary movie last weekend.
Turn the sound off, then it's not scary.
I was in a movie theater. I was with
earplugs.
Abby, JoJo, and Danny, and they three love scary movies, and I FOMO, so I had to go.
I FOMO. Fear I have missing out.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So I had to go and I hated it. I don't
do those.
But we went and saw The Nun 2. I think that's what it is. Worst ending I've ever seen in a movie.
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but I was like scared the entire movie. And then the ending happened and I was like, I'm no longer scared. What? It's like one of those things where it's like, this isn't how it ended, but it's like, and it was all a dream. Like they didn't know how to, that's not it.
Worst.
But it's like that kind of thing where it's like, oh, we've made this really great movie, but we don't quite know how to end it.
That's the worst.
So they're like, oh, let's just do a cop-out thing.
Oh, that's the worst.
And there's like loose ends still happening, and you're just like, whatever. That was it. The whole thing ruined it for me. All right, last segment. You have any confessions?
I did not prefer the chocolate therapy ice cream over the chocolate brownie ice cream.
Oh my God, what a confession, because we were hooting and hollering about it.
It was good. But if you have them before me and say you have to only eat one, I would go for chocolate brownie.
Huh. Oh, chocolate brownie, not just chocolate.
No. Ben & Jerry's chocolate brownie.
Oh, okay. All right.
But the therapy is good. If they said chocolate therapy or vanilla, I would go like, oh, give me that therapy.
I like vanilla.
It's good. It's good.
If you I feel like the only person in the family that prefers vanilla or strawberry over chocolate.
No, there's a couple that do.
Really?
Well.
I know Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I don't know. In our immediate family, it was like when we're being raised, it's like we eat chocolate. And I said, okay, but what if I don't want, no, chocolate.
And not milk chocolate.
Because that's the chocolate. I actually love white chocolate.
Dark chocolate. There's another member of the family that likes white chocolate.
I felt very alone growing up,
sweetie.
And was force-fed dark chocolate.
I didn't like it.
But I'm so sorry. It's okay. I forgive you for all the chocolate you fed me as a child.
And all the meat.
I liked the meat. Meat is delicious.
But you did not like the macaroni and cheese and peas and
tuna. I don't like mac and cheese, and yeah. it's still a thing. And
Abigail, have you had it real? The real kind?
Yes. This is, okay, I have been on this thing for a while now. That's like, if there's a food I don't like, I want to like it. So I've learned to like wasabi. I love wasabi now. All right. Okay. I used to hate tomatoes. I love tomatoes now. I make tomato sandwiches. Get in
so
that.
So good. So good.
Three things. Three things I'm really struggling with.
Okay.
Sweet potato, chickpeas, which is weird because I like hummus.
Okay.
And mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
And it's not that big a deal to me right now because I don't eat dairy.
Boxed mac and cheese. Get real made.
I am dating a phenomenal chef.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Who loves mac and cheese.
Okay.
That girl has made me every mac and cheese under the sun. It's something with the consistency and it's like bland to me and mushy. Huh. I don't know because I love cheese. I'm not like a massive. It was easy for me to give up cheese.
Oh,
but I love pizza. I love lasagna.
Giving up cheese is cheeseburgers. Like giving up chocolate.
See, both things.
Ice cream.
No, all those things I can give up. So
no.
The only thing I truly would not be able to give up is carbs. I love a carb.
You're not supposed to give up carbs.
No, unless you're gluten intolerant.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but mac and cheese has just been something where I have never liked it. People will give it to me and it has like the baked crust on top, like the crumbles,
yes.
And I'll eat that up. But the second that's gone, like this, the top layer's gone, I don't like it anymore.
Huh.
And Abby has made me like this kind that she made growing up with angel hair pasta instead of macaroni noodle.
Okay. And you still
was good. Didn't care. I just like, yeah, that was good. But I don't. I have never been a mac and cheese fan.
Give me all the mac and cheese. Give it to me all.
I wish that was me. But also
So what is
it? Doesn't matter now.
What is it
vegan.
About chickpeas? Because they're dry in your mouth?
Yeah, I like the texture. And I've never been a huge texture person. Like, there's never been a texture I'm like, ew. But I love sushi. I love just a slice of fish. Delicious. All the fruits I love. Like, there's no texture. A lot of people are texture things. Like, oh, I can't do slimy or I can't do this.
Watermelon.
I like watermelon now.
Yeah, I don't like the texture of watermelon.
See, that's another thing I got over. I like watermelon now.
Yeah.
It's sweet potato, chickpeas, and mac and cheese. And the mac and cheese is fine because I don't have to eat that anymore.
I'm not sweet peas, sweet potatoes. You've had those many different ways, yes?
Correct.
You weren't raised on them ever.
No, the we only never way I've liked them is a sweet potato casserole when there's a bunch of marshmallow on top.
And that's, maple syrup. That's good.
Yeah, so that's the only time I've ever liked it. But I don't like sweet potato fries trash. And I know that's very controversial. Stop licking absolutely nothing. He's cleaning his mouth. Oh, God bless you. You good?
Nope. You had to wipe it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, bless you.
More. Okay.
We good?
You okay, buddy?
Here you go. I wiped his nose for him.
There we go.
Now he's got a yawn.
And
you have so much sass. Lay back down. Thank you. Oh, smelled like fish. Okay. Oh. Don't lick grandma. Stop
it. It's okay.
Stop it.
He's giving me kisses.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potato. The only way I've ever liked it is sweet potato casserole, but I don't like sweet potato fries or sweet potato chips.
Have you had, well, probably you have, roasted vegetables with little...
Yeah, I don't like them.
Sweet potatoes cut in there with all the other vegetables.
Yeah, I don't like them. I eat around them.
Okay, you can do
and
that.
And I'm trying really hard to like it because I don't like not liking a food.
Something. Yeah.
I want to like everything that doesn't cause any harm for me liking it. So... I'm mad about it.
Well, kudos for you for trying.
Thank you. And I've overcome quite a few things.
Yeah.
Watermelon, tomato, I forgot whatever else it was, wasabi. I'll get there. It's just a hard journey to get there.
But you're allowed to have preferences.
Oh,
and it's
for
okay.
sure. There's always going to be things I prefer over another thing.
Exactly.
But I don't ever want to be served something and me being like, oh, I don't like that.
No, you eat it anyway.
Yeah. It's there. If I'm allowed to eat it, since my diet is restricted, but if I'm allowed to eat it, I want to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make things harder myself or anyone else.
No.
It's already hard not doing meat or dairy.
Yeah.
So that's my life. Do you have any other confessions? You didn't confess anything. You did.
I did too.
The therapy ice cream. I have a pimple patch on my butt right now. That's my confession.
I do not. So there's
okay,
mine.
Then. That's good. And these have been our confessions. Usher, who? So just so you guys know, we did take some photos today. Abby took some photos of us. So next week we will have new artwork, hopefully, and a new cover art for this podcast. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Do you have anything else?
All I have to say for now.
We're out of things to say this week.
Unusual.
No, we're at the 45 minute mark. That's about normal for us.
Okay.
When I did these with M, we'd go for a full hour.
Well, M can keep that a conversation going. She's a good conversation
goer.
Can
talk more than me, and that is a lot, because I can talk and keep going.
She can.
I did see Hank Green. Was it Hank? Yes. What are the... It's Hank and who... What's the brother?
I do not know these people.
Yeah, you do. I want to make sure it's the right...
I've heard of Hank Green.
Hank.
I know a duo, but it's not a...
Yeah, it's Hank Green.
Oh.
I saw him thing... There's this thing said... This TikTok that was like, if someone said, I will pay you $1 million to talk for 45 minutes straight about anything, what topic would you choose? And it's supposed to get people to talk about the most passionate topic. Mm-hmm. And he was like, literally anything. You could pick a topic and I could talk for 45 minutes straight about it. And I was like, yeah, me too. I have that ability.
Yeah.
If I was paid to talk about something for 45 minutes straight, you best believe I'm going to come up with 6 different stories, questions, theories, like
on the spot.
I don't need anything.
Yeah.
I could talk forever about absolutely nothing.
And that's why you have a podcast.
And that's why I have 2 podcasts and 3 YouTube channels and a TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat. And also Lemonade, which is a new platform.
Lemonade?
Lemon, then the number 8. Lemonade. It's a new platform. It's supposed to be like an Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok mash.
Huh.
I haven't posted, but I have an account.
Okay.
We'll see. All right, guys. That's it for today, though. Please subscribe, follow, like. If you have any questions or things you want to talk about, please comment them down below. And yeah, if you want to meet my kitty, go over to my vlog channel.
That's it.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.